We know that Chazal have many comparisons or contrasting Noach to different figures in Tanakh. Noach and Avraham, Noach and Moshe. And the Midrash actually compares Noach to a Mitzorah. The Torah says, Asei lecha tevas atzei gofer, make a teva, kinim taseh sateva. It should have rooms and compartments, kinim. But the word kinim, often in Tanakh, does not mean rooms and compartments. It means a nest, a bird, ki yakare kan tzipor. And the Midrash says, Mahakan mitairas ha-mitzora, just like the bird gave purification to the mitzora, the one who spoke Lashon Hara and had saras, and now is purified, that bird gets that, that's the carbon offered at the end. Av tevascha mitarascha, so to your teva, should mitire you. What is the comparison between Noach and the mitzora? The answer is that the Noach and the mitzora are two opposite ends of speech. See, we all know about the sin of the Mitzora. He said Lashon Hara, he spoke, he gossiped, he shared too much, he went out on his own to share things he should not have shared, and therefore, as a punishment, he's in a harmful way, we send him out of the camp. Noach is guilty of the opposite crime. Noach fails to use his voice. With the world facing destruction, Noach retreats into his corner. And he doesn't, as the Zohar says, he doesn't only later realize that he should have davened. He doesn't daven for them. He doesn't use his speech. So the Midrash says, instead of using your voice for good, you isolated yourself. So by purifying yourself and building the teva and using your voice to warn people, to tell people, to almost be forced into that situation, you'll get tahara and you'll get purification. The Sefer HaTorah Shalom says that there are two sins when it comes to the way that we speak. And this is such a crucial part of our lives. The first is classic Lashon Hara. Everybody knows what Lashon Hara is. Maybe we don't know the details. We don't realize how often we say it, but we know Lashon Hara. We hear about it. We are shiur and we learn about it. We know Lashon Hara. We might not be great about it, but we know Lashon Hara. There's a second sin, says the Sefer HaTorah Shalom, that is refraining from positive speech. When a person could say something and they don't, that's also Lashon Hara. Not that I should have said something bad to save somebody when it's permitted in Halacha and it's not Lashon Hara, but when I should have said a positive word, an encouraging word, an uplifting word, and I didn't. Both Mitzora and Noach, both of these characters, come from very different ways about the power of speech. The Mitzora is punished for talking too much, and Noach is criticized for failing to use his voice. And I think when we speak about speech and the power of Dibor, it shouldn't only be that we're trying to hold ourselves back from saying Lashon Hara, which we absolutely should, the massive campaign in Israel, Lashon Hara lo medaber elai. But there's another aspect of speech, the good that I say, the positive word that I share, the text that I send to somebody who might need a word of some words of encouragement, who might need a check-in, that's also a power of speech. We have to realize that we have both within our capacity and within our power. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, that Hashem blew life into us. Unculus translates that man became a ruach mimalala, a speaking spirit, the essence of who we are. Is our power to use speech, our power to communicate, our power to uplift those with our words. So by connecting Mitzora with Noach, Chazal reminding us, it's not just enough to not say something bad, but we should use our voice. We are obligated to use our voice to support, to protect, to comfort, and to uplift.